So today we're actually going to talk about something that people are very interested in. Drum roll, please.
Oh.
Money.
Money rules the world.
Money does rule the world. So I feel like this topic is actually kind of hard to find like online. When I started looking for jobs for CF, I was like looking at what I should be getting paid based on like, my location and being a CF, and it was actually really hard to find. So last week on Easy Speechy, I asked, I had a, what is it called? Like one of those
Question
question polls,
boxes.
question boxes, yeah. And I asked people to share with me what they got paid as starting CFs, and I actually got a lot of responses. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about that today, and I don't have every geographical region in the United States, but you guys can kind of just, take other people's locations and settings and just kind of use that to estimate how much you should be getting paid as a starting CF. And I would like to add
Not what you should be, but what do you expect?
What to expect. And yeah, along with that, like I do want to add that every single setting is completely different. What the budget is for one clinic is always going to, it's not going to be the same for another clinic, so.
And maybe this can help you, like when you are looking for a job and you start to discuss pay, what you can aim for, like what you can ask for, or because honestly, I had zero idea. The only idea I had was that I was applying to the same company that my brother was working at, so I knew how much he started with and what to write when, when they ask what your expected pay was going to be.
Yeah. So yeah, like I was saying, I mean, it's gonna vary based on location. And of course, for example, I'm working for a nonprofit clinic, so I do feel like my pay is a little bit lower, but it's also like I have to consider the fact that they have a budget for what they can pay their SLPs and all that. So yeah, let's get started. Let's see. Whoops. All right, so again, it depends on location. So some of the responses that I got were pretty high, and I was like, whoa, that is a lot of money for a starting CF. But the standard of living, for example, in
Cost of living.
the standard of living, the cost of living in
California.
in like California is way higher than it is here in Orlando or on the East Coast. So we do have to take that into consideration. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever heard that like McDonald's workers get paid like $14 an hour in like LA, and then here they get paid the minimum wage, which is like, I don't know, I think it's like $8 right now. So it's really different, but their rent is higher
It
and all
sounds
that. So
high, but
yeah.
yes.
So let's see, somebody from Waco, Texas, is that how you say it, Waco? They said that they started off at 75K.
Annually, obviously.
Yeah, 75 grand.
That's good.
That is good, but I mean, and I actually don't know about Waco's population.
I don't know much about Texas, but I do think the cost of living is actually pretty l is lower. So
I would think that
I think
too.
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's really good. And then she said that they hired her after full time, and they increased her pay to 85K. So that's a pretty good jump. And that's another thing too. Actually, for me, I feel like my pay was pretty low, but then they were like, the minute you get your C's, your pay,
Well,
dramatically
increase.
increases. Yeah. So it's
Which
just.
that's not every setting, because I don't think when I get my C's, mine really changes.
No, yeah, it's not every setting, so it's definitely something to consider if you're,
Or ask.
to ask about if you're, you feel that your pay is pretty low and like, if it's gonna change anytime soon. Let's see, somebody else
But what setting was she in, did she say?
she didn't say what setting. I
Okay.
should have asked about the setting, but I didn't. Okay, so someone in NYC said that they're getting 50 grand a year, and then they put a crying face, so I'm not sure that's good or bad, but. Yeah, they're getting paid 50 grand. I'm not sure what setting that it's in. Another listener said $27 an hour in Jacksonville, and I feel like that's pretty standard because I'm getting around that area. So yeah, again, I don't know what setting. I should have asked about setting, but I didn't. It's okay. Somebody else said, I feel like I had a lot of people on the East Coast. Somebody else said 27 acute IP SLP. Children's Hospital of Alabama. So I feel like hourly, I think that's, a pretty good average. Said 2760.
Oh, acute inpatient. Oh, okay. Okay. I mean,
the cost of living in Alabama, I feel like, is lower, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, okay. Somebody else said in Georgia, $42,000 a year, and so you can go online and like convert. If they give you an hourly pay, you can go online and convert that to yearly salary.
Another thing I found, I don't know if anyone follows Med SLP for newbies, something like that. It's a Facebook group that you can ask to join, and I found on there like an Excel sheet.
Yeah.
I think we may have talked about this. I found an Excel sheet where it talked about how much people were getting paid an hour, what their setting was, where they were living, and then what they were. Because there was, like, it was all rehab, PT, OT, speech. And that was also, like, a really good resource, too.
Oh, that is pretty cool. What is it called?
It's on the Facebook. It's called, like, Med SLP for Newbies or something like that. You have to request to join, but I highly recommend it because they're constantly posting you know, podcasts and articles, and like people will just ask a random question, and then before you know it, you have tons of people responding.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's really, yeah,
I didn't know about that. Another listener from New York City said that they started off at only $43,000 for her CFY. She said only, so I'm don't know if that's pretty low for New York. I mean, I feel like the standard of living for New York is
pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high. So, yeah, so she said she started at that. So I'm assuming maybe she got a pay raise. And I think that was in the school. I actually know her, but I don't remember if she started out in the school system. I think she did. But yeah. Okay, so somebody else in Fort Worth, Texas, said that they were making $10 per unit. And for those of you who don't know, in an hour there are four units. So one unit is 15 minutes. So she was making $10 per unit. $50 for every eval raised to $11.50 and $70 because of company problems.
That's a lot. So wait, per unit, so she's making $40
an hour. Yeah.
That's good.
I've heard of like some of our friends that are making $40.
But if if like a child can't, or if they cancel or something, then they're not getting paid for that.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's another thing to look for when you're looking for a job, or something to consider. Some companies pay you hourly, meaning that you don't really get benefits. So you have to ask about benefits. So in a private clinic that I was working at before, I would only make money if my clients showed up. So let's say I worked 3 hours. My first one came, my second one canceled, and then my third one came. I would be sitting there for an hour not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So that's something to definitely consider when you're looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Somebody else, let's see. I think I'm at the next page, right? Somebody else said $33 in Seattle. I wonder how the cost of living is in Seattle.
I don't know.
Yeah, so she said $33 in Seattle. I'm not sure what location. Someone else said $50,000 a year in Hudson Valley, New York.
So that's like the other New York person around there.
Yeah. I think Hudson Valley is more upstate, though, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe New York is kind of like... Someone said $43,000 and then someone else said $50,000, or two other people said $50,000, so... Ooh, look, another one that said 50.
50 in New York.
$50,000 in New York, yeah. So I feel like that's pretty common for New York. Let's see, $32 as a contract employee in Detroit Public Schools. No paid time off. I think she was kind of angry about that. Okay, so someone else said $32 an hour as a contract employee in Detroit Public Schools. She said she doesn't get any paid time off. Let's see, someone else, $34 an hour in Springfield, Ohio, and she's in a skilled nursing facility setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. Let's see, $40,000 in St. Louis. What is that? Minnesota?
Missouri.
So
I'm realizing how much better in geography. I am awful at geography, but now I feel good about myself.
Yeah, you're welcome.
She said Fort Worth, Florida, though.
Okay, so someone else said, oh wait, did we say that already? Yeah, someone else said $40,000 in St. Louis for nonprofit pediatrics, but she loves her job. So the fact that she said but I love my job, I'm wondering if that's kind of low for St. Louis.
Maybe.
And then someone else said $65,000 in
Temecula,
California. That sounds pretty good. There's so many more. Okay. Someone else said in Annapolis said $42,500 a year. Someone mm-hmm. else in Atlanta, ooh, this is the first Atlanta one, she said 50 grand a year. Everyone's like asking me to mm-hmm. post it.
Everyone wants to know the answer, so that's why we're doing this.
Yes. So somebody else in Los Angeles said 70 grand a year. So like I said, Los Angeles is pretty high, or California in general. Let's see. This one was in California. She said 65, yeah. So 70 grand in Los Angeles. Someone said $30 in Miami. And we actually have a lot of friends in Miami. Well, because we went to FIU, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of our friends, like I remember one of our friends specifically, he was getting 45 an hour in Miami, mm-hmm. but he wasn't, like, you know, that's not with tax, that's not including taxes, that's not including benefits and anything.
Is he PRN? So he doesn't get benefits?
Like he doesn't PRN. Get benefits, yeah.
I think he's PRN.
Yeah. Someone else in Miami, she said that she's working in a private practice and she gets $40 an hour. So you see the difference there? She yeah. said $30 and then she said $40. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious to know where they're working and why that's such a huge difference. Someone
that's pretty good, $40 an hour.
Yeah. Someone in Boise, Idaho said $27 an hour, and someone in San Francisco, I think this is the highest one we've had so far, is $80,000.
In San Fran. But then again, the cost of living is much higher. Oh, yeah,
San Francisco is.
So if you compare, then it's probably, you know,
yeah, compared to. That probably balances out. Mm-hmm. Someone said 55 grand per year in North Virginia area. Someone else in Los Angeles said 58 grand. How much was the other one that we saw?
80.
Yeah, we saw one. Oh, yeah, this one is 70. So she's getting 58 in Los Angeles. So
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit lower than our other Los Angeles.
Wow, look at
ones.
The next one.
Ooh, the 80. Next one from Los Angeles, 82 grand a year.
In LA, yeah.
That's pretty high.
That's our highest so far. Good for you, girl. Get it.
Someone else in Ohio said 43 grand in the schools, and she put a sad face, so I'm assuming she's very sad about
but
that.
But there comes a lot of pros with working in the schools, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, schools,
personally.
You get a lot of benefits, one of them being summers off, so something to consider. Mm-hmm. Someone else in Los Angeles said $36 an hour, so I wonder what that translates to. I feel like that translates to about...
Mm-mm. No. I mean, no, that's about what I make. And I'm in Florida, and she's in LA, and the cost of living is a little bit higher, so.
Interesting.
I think, a little bit more, but.
Okay, so someone in Placentia, I'm not sure how to say that.
She might work with kids or something, you know?
Yeah, I feel like schools are usually lower.
I mean, that's still good. That's still really good. That's good.
It is pretty good, yeah. So. Someone else said $35 an hour in Placentia. I'm not sure how to say that word.
I don't know where that is.
Me either.
Let's find out. Placentia?
I don't know how to say it.
Placentia. That's in California.
Oh, it's in California. Okay, so it's about the same as the last person who said $36 an hour. You know, sometimes I feel like kind of bad as a speechy when I don't know how to pronounce things.
We just need everything phonetically spelled out.
That's true. That'd be awesome. All right, someone in Savannah, Georgia said 41 grand in the schools, and she said too low with a crying face. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's actually too low or it's just kind of like what the standard is over there.
I don't know. It seems like that's pretty average for Georgia
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I agree. Who was the other Georgia
person?
The cost
of living is lower.
Let's go back to the other Georgia person. Yeah, they said, the other Georgia person said it's 42 grand. So, I feel like that's, you know, kind of normal around that area. Someone in Clovis, California said 62 grand. So, again, California is higher because of... you know, California. And then this person said 64 grand in a rural, is that how you say that? Rural?
Rural. Skilled nursing facility in Southern Kentucky. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But again, I do feel like skilled nursing, this is why, and that's one of the reasons why I actually wanted to work with adults, because I feel like you get paid more mm-hmm. just across the board. But then again, I really like kids. So that was something to consider for me. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of harder to get a skilled nursing facility job just right out of school. So, mm-hmm. But if you can, you know, more power to you.
So those are all the responses we got.
Yep. So those are all the responses. I hope this helped you guys.
We got a little feel for all coasts, I feel like. We got the Eastern, we got the Western, we got...
Central, yeah.
Central, a little bit, so...
Yeah, so I hope this helped you guys. I hope it helps you guys decide on jobs. I mean, of course, it's not all about the pay. So when you're looking for a job, do consider other things. Do consider, you know, setting hours that you want to work. Yeah, hours that you want to work.
Benefits.
And benefits, definitely. So, all right, guys, catch you guys next time.
Thank you.